Kenley, North Carolina, and Clayton, North Carolina, present two faces of Carolina Telephone. While neither place was especially interesting in itself, it might be interesting to contrast them. As we go from Kenley to Clayton, something changes. It's like going into a different country. Where we've been so far is the main part of the Carolina Telephone area, and in this place, certain patterns and policies are very common. You have a lot of steps with the SS ring in places like Washington, Kinston, New Bern, Rocky Mount, Morehead City, and so on. You have a lot of small local calling areas, including many places that can only call themselves. There's good quality T-carrier just about everywhere, and in fact, in the main area, dialing from payphones, I only came across one exception. Some toll trunks between Windsor and Williamston were on analog carrier. Well, Kenley, North Carolina, is actually the west coast of the Wilson area, but on this phone trip it also turned out to be the western limit of the main Carolina telephone area. At this time, March 1977, virtually all of the coin phones in the main Carolina telephone area are Northern Electric Centurion phones set up for post-pay operation. From Kenley, notice how I can just pick up the Northern Electric payphone and dial a local ringing number. We heard that ring over T-carrier from Wilson, and there it was just now, close up. By contrast, in Clayton, North Carolina, I found an automatic electric payphone set up for dial tone first operation. Here from Clayton, I'll pick up the phone, put in a dime, dial a local ringing number, and then hang up quickly since a subscriber answer would result in my coin being collected. When I hung up and then picked up again, instead of getting a new dial tone, there was a coin return, and then finally a new dial tone. In the main Carolina telephone area, post-pay coin phones manage the coin control all by themselves, without any help from the central office. All the phone has to do is make sure that you can't talk anytime the line polarity is reversed, and of course that does happen when local calls answer. Then when you deposit the correct amount, it merely turns on the mouthpiece for the duration of the call, or in some cases just until the line polarity changes again. But in any case, the CO doesn't have to do anything, and it's all in the phone. And there's no coin return. Any coins deposited drop right into the box. In Clayton, dial tone first operation is a little bit more complicated. When 10 cents or more is in the phone grounds the tip of the line, and that makes it possible for the CO to tell there's a coin there. And then at the end of the call, it has to either collect or return the coin by sending 130 volts DC. After the collect or return, the CO tests again to make sure the coin isn't still there. Now, this particular phone in Clayton had a defect in that it occasionally had the line grounded even when there was no dime. So the equipment in the central office, in this case in the first selector circuit, would repeatedly try returning the coin instead of just once. What that sounded like acoustically was... In any case, when a dime's in the phone, the payphone grounds the tip through a resistance, and something in the first selector does pick it up when you're making a local call so that it knows whether to allow the call or not. It's not clear whether the test is done continuously on dial tone or whether it happens at the end of the first digit, but in any case, if you dial a digit other than 1, 0, or four, and there's no dime, here's what will happen.
In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime after you receive dial tone. This is a recording. In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime after you receive dial tone. This is a recording. In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime after you receive dial tone. This is a recording. In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime after you receive dial tone. This is a recording.
However, the implementation of dial tone first in Clayton was a little bit kludgy, in that the dial tone first recording actually appeared on all the vacant levels of the first selector. So even if you deposited a dime, if you dialed a vacant level, you'd get the same recording. As an example, here's what it's like to dial 9, a vacant level, after you have deposited a dime.
In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime after you receive dial tone.
I just did.
This is a recording. In order to complete your call, please deposit a dime at...
To get the real vacant level recording in Clayton, I'll have to go off the first selector to the next one. So I'll put in a dime and dial 553, the local office code, and then 0.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached
a number that is... That's a repeating recording, which is really more like the Bell system. The vacant level recording in Kenley is something we've heard already from Wilson, but now let's hear it from Kenley, dialed just for fun through the callback circuit. And of course, you'll hear the non-repeating recording trunk going back to ring as I'm continuing to dial. This particular recording repeats the message twice before it stops.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer... If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call. We're sorry. Reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
Busy signals, I guess, are worth including here since each one does have a certain uniqueness. First, here's a local busy number dialed from Kenley. The busy tone here has subtle blips of ringtone at the beginning and end of each busy signal tone burst. Here's the Kenley busy signal with the ringtone blips enhanced. Now here's a local busy number dialed from Clayton. Clayton busy signal sounds almost like a bell system tone, very common in crossbar 5 and step offices. The way operators and service code trunks are handled in the main Carolina telephone area was typified by Belhaven and Stantonsburg, and Kenley is mostly the same. Services like directory assistance are reached by dialing the prefix digit 7 plus 411. From Clayton, not only did you not have to dial a prefix digit, but you only had to dial 41 to get directory assistance. This is one of the few things you can dial without depositing a dime first.
Your number?
Oh, my number?
Yes.
553-8927.
Have you?
Do you have a number for time of day in Raleigh?
Thank you. Time of day service is 833-2511.
833-2511. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
In the main Carolina telephone area, including Kenley, the operators are provided by Carolina Telephone itself. There's also a tendency to combine operator and service codes over the same trunk, as we saw in Belhaven. From Kenley, if you dial 7, the prefix digit for service codes, then a 1, you do get the operator. You'll hear the familiar Wilson ring before the operator answers. And on the long-distance call, notice how the Carolina telephone operator calls Carolina Telephone's own route and rate operator instead of using Southern Bell's rate quote system.
8-7, rate, step.
And you can hear the ringtone from the route and rate operator, which is that typical Carolina Telephone pseudo-ESS ring from a building that really has step in it. In this case, it's coming from Rocky Mount.
Yes, could you get me area code 516-593, just a moment.
983. Thank you. Want to pay or shall I make it
for you better. No, I'll pay. Well, how much is it?
Just a minute. Hold on just a minute, sir. I have to get the rate from another operator. Rate 516-593 from Wilson.
Right.
Whoops, my tape ran out at that point, but that's okay. This phone trip is full of calls to that particular long-distance number. Now, as we go from Kenley to Clayton, we leave the main Carolina telephone area where being able to get onto the long-distance network without an operator has been quite a chore. We've tried to go through the callback circuits, had a good time trying to do it in Vanceboro, and so on. But from Clayton, all you have to do is dial 1 or 0, plus the 7 or 10-digit number, and that goes into Southern Bell's TSPS system, which allows both 800 and directory assistance calls to go through without operator assistance. Thus, the whole issue of how to get onto long-distance without an operator is no issue in Clayton. From Clayton, here's 0, followed by a 10-digit number TSPS didn't like. After the last digit, you'll hear the ANI of my payphone being MF'd, and then TSPS plays its recording.
I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please?
Now from Clayton, here's an 800-222 number which TSPS does accept, but the call ends up stopping at the Charlotte 4A, which gives us its vacant code recording.
Problem in completing your call is dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording 7042. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call is dialed.
By the way, this sound is TSPS returning my coins, or trying to return any coins that might be there. That tone is actually the same tone as the MF key pulse tone. But in this context, a brief on-hook signal followed by that tone is how the coin return signal is conveyed over T-carrier. Of course, in the main Carolina telephone area, including Kenly, those signals are not used because all the coin phones are post-pay, and so there's no need for such a system. Many operator trunks are on T-carrier, but they don't have to do any coin control. From the Kenley payphone, 1 plus any complete number did end up being restricted in the same usual Carolina telephone way, just like Bellhaven, except Kenley didn't have a broken reorder. Now, I've mentioned many times how Carolina telephone has small local calling areas. From Kenley, here's a regular dial zero call.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here?
243-237-291.
In addition to 284.
Right.
And do I dial those Wilson numbers normally?
8 before the Wilson numbers.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
From Clayton, the situation is quite different. You'll notice a tone when the operator answers. That's just a tone that most, but not all, TSPSs make that the customer hears, and it also beeps in the operator's headset. It's not like the tone that we heard from Kenley, which is to tell the operator I'm at a coin phone. What makes the tone necessary in Kenley is that the same trunks are being used whether you dial from home or from a coin. In Clayton, however, coin and home have separate trunks.
Please.
Yes, I need the list of codes that I can call locally here. Can you give that to me, or can someone give that to me?
Just a moment. on local from Clayton. You can call Rob. Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what those exchanges are in Raleigh?
All right, just a moment. Raleigh codes are
That's all I'm going to put in this segment, but there's more of Kenley and then Clayton in the next one. I'm going to stop the side-by-side comparison and concentrate on the unique stuff about Kenley, and then the unique stuff about Clayton, which, as you can see, involves calling a lot of numbers in Raleigh. And by the way, that last call was edited to make it more listenable. You really don't want to hear what got left on the cutting room floor from that last call, because it's really not...
737?
Mm-hmm.
755?
Right. Okay, well anyway, there'll be none of that next.